she has worked a few years.
What about your grandfather on your mother's side?
I don't know where he was born, and I don't know where he was raised. I can tell you a little bit about not his father, but his mother.
Mm-hmm.
His mother was a full-blood Indian. From where, I don't know.
Did you ever meet her?
No. I guess she was dead. I never saw his mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
She was a full-blood Indian, and I know nothing about his father.
Do you remember your grandfather?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work did he do?
He worked for the glass factory. Yes, mm-hmm.
What kind of work did he do
there? He worked on these great big machines. I don't know what they're called. Anyway, he did some kind of machinery work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
can you trace your ancestors back on the other side further?
If you can turn that off just a minute, I can get you something. My son is doing that in school right now. I don't know if he's got that with him or not. If he doesn't, I can... Something in school, and he's been working on it. Let's see. And this is my husband. My husband's mother's right there.
How's he getting the information?
From family Bibles and, you know. Okay, let's see. My mother's, okay, you have her father's name. Oh, you don't have a father's name, do you?
I'm not sure.
His name is Grover, it was Grover Cleveland or Thomas. You can put Grover C.
Okay.
And here's where he was born. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
He was born in Atlanta, Texas. You have to know the year?
No. Just the
place. Okay. And he grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's what this says. Oh no, he died in Shreveport.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Does it say where your grandmother was born? Your mother's mother? You said East Texas.
Oh yeah, here it is. Sulphur Springs, Texas. I'm glad he had this. Okay, let's see now. Now, you would want my grandfather's father's name, right? let me see. Joseph B. Thomas. I hope I'm going right on this. I know that I am. He does not have the place. He's just got the year down here. The year is 1850,
uh-huh.
But he does not have a place.